Hey there, and welcome back to America Weekend with Valerie Smaldone and friends. And one of our friends and experts in music is Al Katabiani, who is the founder and editor of Culture Sonar, a really cool website you ought to check out because there's all kinds of information in pop culture, especially geared toward the baby boomer generation. Al, this week, is talking to us about books to read this summer.
Over the past couple of weeks, we've talked about podcasts and music to keep you company on your summer road trips. Today, we'd like to recommend some cool summer books for when you get to where you're going. Being music geeks, we naturally have a bunch of pop biographies on our list. Songwriters by nature are good storytellers, so it's no surprise that rock legend Chrissie Hynde has delivered a no-holds-barred bio in Reckless, My Life as a Pretender. Back in the 70s, she left Ohio for London, where she got by selling handbags on the street, working in a clothing store owned by Malcolm McLaren, who discovered the Sex Pistols, and writing for the famed New Musical Express. Along the way, she nearly married Sex Pistols Sid Vicious, which would have been quite an adventure. Chrissie eventually found her tribe in the Pretenders, a mashup of this restless American and three Brits equally obsessed with music. Their in-your-face pop rock served them really well, even if Chrissie often wrestled with demons like rogue bikers, drugs, and even gang rape. As a musician and now an author, Chrissie is unapologetic and defiant. Just hear what she has to say about current pop stars like Miley Cyrus. For a shot of straight-up badass, you can't do better than this. Speaking of snarky Brits, XTC was one of the great post-punk bands of the 80s. They created cleverly written, tightly played tunes that made you want to dance, even if the subjects were really dark. XTC gave up touring back in 1982 after leader Andy Partridge suffered a nervous breakdown on a Paris stage. After that, the band became a studio group, releasing cult classics like 1986's Skylarking, produced by Todd Rundgren. There's good news for fans, though. Partridge has just co-authored a new book, Complicated Game, Inside the Songs of XTC, which reveals the story behind 30 of the band's best songs straight from the source. There's also more than a bit of reflection by Partridge on the struggles for both money and critical respect for this often overlooked band. Closer to home, Tom Petty fans will dig Petty, the biography by Warren Zanes. Zanes has worked with Petty and is a personal friend, so he's a natural for getting the real story straight from one of music's biggest names. From Petty's days growing up in Florida to his work with Mudcrutch, the Heartbreakers, the Traveling Wilburys, and beyond, it's a truthful, unvarnished glimpse into a complicated rock and roll life. Now let's switch gears, or more to the point, horses, to discuss one of the oddest but coolest travel books you'll ever read. For reasons you'll have to see for yourself, author Rinker Buck decided to buy some mules, hitch up a covered wagon, and travel the 2,100 rough miles of the original Oregon Trail from Missouri to the Pacific Northwest. For more than 4 months back in 2011, Buck and his brother Nick bumped through farmlands, deserts, desolate hill country, and steep mountain passes following the ruts of the original 19th century wagon trains, the first men in more than a century to complete an authentic covered wagon trek on that trail. Chances are good you'll actually be fascinated with the personalities of the individual mules, the mechanics of breaking a 6,000-pound covered wagon on a steep downhill slide, and the ingenuity it takes to cope with broken wheels, cracked axles, and the natural disasters that regularly threaten the trip. Along the way, the brothers rediscovered the pioneer spirit that helped build this country. So for a trip back in time, and maybe a dose of hope for our future, Oregon Trail should be on your reading list. The last book on our list is for sure a bit out there, but long summer days and nights are great for letting your mind wander and for sometimes thinking big thoughts. So when you're feeling maybe a little philosophical, take a look at Fates and Furies. In Greek mythology, the Furies were the female goddesses of vengeance. The three Fates controlled the thread of a person's life from birth to death. Those old Greeks knew very well how quickly that slender thread could unravel. Before you start thinking, this is all too heavy, it's not. The story of Fates and Furies centers on an apparently perfect couple whose lives and passions spin in and out of control over the years. We look at the story more or less from two sides, the husbands, the Fates, and the wives, the Furies. Suffice to say, nothing is as it seems. It's got all the usual entertaining elements, the scheming family, the plot twists, the sexual intrigues, you know, your basic summer page-turner stuff. Anyway, Fates and Furies won pretty much every kind of literary award last year. Even President Obama recommends it as his favorite novel of 2015. So if you're looking for a trashy summer novel that isn't really trashy, this is the one.
Al Karabiani. Check out culturesonar.com for more information. I'm Valerie Smaldone on America Weekend.
With you. Did you know there are money-saving ways to start greening our groceries? We can use reusable canvas bags to carry groceries. And some stores will now deduct a few cents off your bill for not using their paper or plastic bags. We can also cook portions to actually match the family's real appetite, so we're not throwing food away. And when planning, use the most perishable items first, so as not to have to throw away valuable ingredients. Another money saver? Freeze bread. Use and thaw again and again. It lasts weeks. And keep the fridge door open as briefly as possible, because it takes energy to heat up the warm air that pours in through that open door. And finally, minimize expensive landfill fodder, like disposable plates, plastic forks, and paper napkins. From the Greeniverse, this is Harrison.
Think Green with Harrison at ThinkGreenRadio.com.
If you're an inventor who would like to attempt to have your idea or invention patented and submitted to industry, call InventHelp. They have free information for you. Call 1-800-405-9878. That's 1-800-405-9878.
Where are they now with Ahmad Rashad?
This Hall of Famer is regarded as one of the best third basemen ever to play the game. He's a three-time NL MVP, 10-time Gold Glove winner, 12-time All-Star, and he slugged 548 home runs.
There it is! Number 500 for Michael Jack Schmidt!
So, where is Mike Schmidt now? Mike has served as a spring training instructor for the Philadelphia Phillies, and he spent a season managing their single-A farm team. He's raised money to fight cystic fibrosis through his own bottle of wine, Mike Schmidt 548 Zinfandel, and he also was involved in an anti-drug campaign.
If you're into cocaine, you're living a lie. Get off it while you still have a life.
Mike Schmidt, always keeping it clean. I'm Ahmad Rashad.
Just because you don't have time to read a book doesn't mean you can't enjoy stories about artists and groups that you love. To discover a whole new world of audiobooks and hear the stories that made the music, visit HappylandAudio.com. That's HappylandAudio.com.